just radio.
And the local news, man, they want you to watch every broadcast they've got, don't they? It's not good enough you're watching the one you're watching. They do these teases to get you to watch later on. They're so incredibly cruel. It could be the most deadly thing in the world, and you may be having it for dinner. We'll tell you what it is tonight at 11.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
I'm Julia Child.
Meaty.
Everything from hamburgers and pork chops to a flaming beef tenderloin.
Zesty and full of flavor.
Cover that and let it steep very slowly for 5 minutes.
This is your strategic stop for business and marketing brilliance.
There it is on its nicely brown bottom. I'm going to cover it. And I'm going to turn it again in an hour.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Girls, 602 on the West Coast. Welcome to your Monday, the 17th day of August, 2015. And you know, life is like a camera. That's right. Focus on what's important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't work out, take another shot. Welcome to your Monday edition of Strategist Radio Live summer schedule. We go live Mondays up until September, and then we'll go back to Monday through Friday from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time. Lots to talk about today on the program because you asked for it. Thanks a lot for your emails and support at tjmarino.com. Thank you for your social media pings. Thanks for the phone calls, the text messages. Thanks for the love. Today we talk about the growth strategy. And how to smartly avoid business potholes every single day. Because, boy, there's a few moguls, potholes, and tripping and scuffing and things that can really ruin your day. How do we get around that? How do we avoid it? We'll also talk about how to accurately define and reach your target audience. Also, Philip Kotler will check in, one of my mentors, and understanding the mantra of marketing, and Starbucks' very own Howard Schultz on the innovation ingredient. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. All right, just a few things new. Adobe loves stock photos. I don't know if you've seen this one yet. Adobe is putting its January 2015 Fotolia acquisition to good use. In fact, the powerhouse expanded its portfolio with a service called Adobe Stock. Heard about that one? Have you tried it out? Have you taken a look? The Stock Photo Service provides 40 million royalty-free photos, illustrations, and graphics. While accessible as a standalone service, designers are able to purchase photos as part of a monthly package or individual download process directly within many Adobe products. Very cool, like Photoshop, etc. Due to the product integration, designers can even work on what we call the watermarked images until the purchase is approved. So they kind of keep their security under wraps. You can't, you know, grab a photo and hustle away because the watermark's all over it. Nice try. Once bought, all previous changes will be applied to the purchased image automatically within select Adobe Design products. Also, you may be pulling your hair out wondering, my God, I just can't get a return on investment. I can't even measure it relative to my social media. Marketers are still having trouble identifying a return on investment, ROI, for their brand's social initiatives. In fact, data by Simply Measured's 2015 State of Social Marketing report reveals that 60% of respondents identify ROI as their greatest social media marketing challenge. Despite this, the same report indicated that social media will account for 23% of marketers' total budgets all the way by 2020. All right. Other information, check it out. You can get all the details on the hub at tjmoreno.com, any of the updates that might affect your business strategy. So as entrepreneurs, there will be times when you feel as though you're burnt to a crisp. That's natural and that's normal. After all the hours we invest in our business development processes and sustained profitability practices, you know, it's no wonder why we sometimes fire ourselves at breakfast only to quickly realize no one wants our job and we end up rehiring ourselves by lunch. So when business potholes cross our daily paths, what might be the cause of our seasons of burnout, and how can we go about revitalizing our unique business passion, drive, and perseverance? We'll talk about that on the program today. Also, we'll check in with Philip Kotler and Starbucks' Howard Schultz relative to innovation. Lots to talk about on the program today. All right, so let's get to it. Let's first talk about how to accurately define and reach your target audience. Now, if you have yet to identify your distinct target market, how can you effectively develop and disseminate the right marketing message? How can you specifically know that your product or service can achieve a target audience goal, maybe solve a target audience problem, or even satisfy a target audience need if you can't accurately define your intended target audience as a group or segmented? Therefore, to help you increase market share and profit while awarding you and your business with maximized marketing results, you need to define your target market, consumer slash client, and then you must define how you will reach them. So how do we define the target audience? Well, defining your target audience market is essential on many levels relative to your business strategy and your marketing plan. In fact, without accurately knowing who comprises your target market, you can't effectively develop and distribute your integrated marketing communication strategy, IMC. So how do you go about accurately defining your target audience? Well, we want to take a look at four ingredients: the demographic, income, age, gender, how big's the market, education, race, religion, marital status, the psychographic, which is their personalities, their values, opinions, attitudes, interests, lifestyles, geographic, which is location, region, even the climate. And fourth, the behavioral attributes, the response of the individual or group of individuals to various stimuli or inputs, whether internal or external, conscious or subconscious, overt or covert, and voluntary or involuntary. And we're looking at loyalty and how they use brands. What are their behavioral patterns? And what is their usage rate? So how do we reach, once we've defined, and you are the one that says, this is who I am going to talk to. Here's who I'm going to market to. This is the person that would just love to use my product and service. That's why I created it. So how do we reach them? Okay, here's four ways of going about it, and there are many, many others. First, there's the mass marketing approach. This is the undifferentiated marketing strategy, mass marketing. A market coverage strategy in which the marketer opts to overlook market segment differences and focuses really upon the entire market with a single offer, almost more of a blanket. It is this type of marketing that pitches a product or service through persuasive or persuasion to a broad market, kind of like Super Bowl Sunday. A lot of genre watching that, a lot of demographic, a lot of psychographic, a lot of geographic, a lot of different behavioral attributes. More of a mass market approach. Now, the strategy is to broadcast a message that will generate brand awareness by reaching the largest number of consumers as possible. But traditionally, mass marketing is focused upon mass media channels such as radio, television, and print as the medium commonly used to reach and influence an expanded audience. So that's mass marketing. Second is the differentiated marketing process. Okay? That is a marketing strategy that opts to produce separate product or service offerings to each different market segment within the overall target market sector, also referred to as a multi-segment marketing strategy. The objective of this target marketing strategy is to appeal to multiple segments from within a specific market. Now, each segment is targeted uniquely as the marketer articulates exclusive benefits to different target market sectors or segments. Number three, so we got mass marketing, differentiated marketing, and here's concentrated marketing. This is more niche marketing or micro marketing. This marketing approach targets the marketing efforts upon choosing a particular market niche. Now, the marketer focuses upon a single segment so that the concentration is placed upon the understanding that the intimate need and or demand of a specific market sector. So small firms often benefit from this particular strategy. So if you're small, there's a little hint for you, right? As focusing on one segment enables you to compete effectively against the larger firms. We're really going in and you're more surgically placing your concentration, your focus on a very small market sector, testing it with your product or service. All right. And finally, there's direct marketing. And this is where the marketer facilitates the task of implementing a direct marketing strategy by purchasing maybe a consumer database, which is comprised of maybe defined segmented target market profiles. You just got to watch out the lists you buy. All right. You got to be careful that they are credible. Make sure you're checking those references. Do your due diligence before buying any lists. Key strategy, the takeaway here is relative to defining and reaching your distinct target marketing is to perpetrate brand awareness and also a strong affection or brand loyalty to your unique brand, your product or service. Now, accurately clarifying your target market, your audience, equips you, the marketer, with the enhanced ability to efficiently custom tailor and disseminate your message to a specific target market group of consumers using a more concentrated approach. A strategically concentrated target marketing approach teamed with a proactive planning, management, measurement, and ongoing analysis process will help you increase market share and profit while awarding you and your business the biggest bang for your marketing buck.
Strategist Radio.
All right, it's 12 past 6 on Monday morning, your 17th day of August. I am so happy you are here. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the growth strategy and how to avoid those business pitfalls, those potholes every day. Coming up in just a couple of minutes. But for now, let's check in with one of my mentors, Mr. The One, The Only, Philip Kotler, and understanding the mantra of marketing.
CCDVTP. I mean, I don't know if your boss quoted that. Probably not, because I just invented it. But what it means is your job is to create, communicate, and deliver V, value, to a T, target market, at a P, profit. Create, communicate, and deliver value to a target market at a profit. Now, let's take the create, communicate, and deliver. Creating value is called product management. Your product may be a service, but whatever, whether it's a tangible or an intangible, some way your company must have product management. That's creating value. But you have to communicate value. That's called branding. And that's brand management. There's a difference between product management and brand management. You could have five products. What have you done to brand them? To communicate excitement, differentiation, and so on. And then to deliver value is called customer management. So you're in three businesses: product management, brand management, and customer management. And they've changed. You know, product management was really this business of you have a company, and from the inside you make things, and then you ask the sales and marketing people to get rid of them. You do it inside. You do it with your scientists and engineers. What's changing in product management today? Take Procter & Gamble. The ones making a new product for Procter & Gamble are not just their scientists inside. They have connected with 10 times as many scientists outside. See, the old idea was you got to do things secretly. In other words, you're inventing something that Unilever shouldn't know about. Closed doors. Now, P&G will tap scientists anywhere in the world where they have solutions to a problem that P&G wants to solve. For example, P&G makes Pringles, and they decided that for kids they'd like to print funny things on each Pringle, which is a potato chip. How do you print a funny thing, a picture or a word, on a Pringle chip? And their scientists couldn't figure it out until they identified a cookie maker in Italy who has been printing things on his cookies. So it's called open technology. Open innovation is the word we're giving. Find the best ideas anywhere they can come from. So with respect to product management, we've opened it up. With respect to brand management, brand building, that used to mean packaging. It meant a name, a logo. Brand management today is what you're all about. The brand is a promise. The brand inspires everything you do. The way you act when you're approached and when you reach customers. And it's emotional. It's going to be highly emotional. And there's a new direction. Emotions were generally thought, the formula was this. I'm going after your mind. I'm going after your heart. I want mind share, and I want heart share. Now we're saying we also want spirit share. Share of something a little more than narrow to your own interests. We might be a firm that is civic, is caring, and we want to be appreciated because we care about the shape of the world, and that's called corporate social responsibility or whatever, but in creating an emotional relationship, it's more than limited to the person's own nurturing of his or her ego. So CCDVTP, and even the D of customer management has changed. Customer management, do you think you're doing customer management if you essentially have a database of customers and you're reaching them through direct mail and online email and so on? Is that really customer management, or is that dealing with a database? What's new about customer management is we want to meet the customers and know them really beyond the database. In fact, we want to get their help, to get the customer's help in creating products. We want to co-create with the customer our products. And we want to even co-create our advertising. We want their help in creating ads for us. Now, this is a radical change in marketing.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 618 right now for your Monday. Coming up the rest of this month, because remember, we're doing just Monday live airings. It's summer schedule holiday. Next week on the 24th, we'll talk about the communication strategy and how to produce astonishing every time. Wouldn't that be cool? Talk about that next week. And we'll round out the month on the 31st, Monday, marketing strategy and how to know if your PR campaign is paying off all ahead this month, August 2015, Strategist Radio Live. All right, Howard Schultz is the CEO of Starbucks. Here he defines innovation and explains how Starbucks has actually rediscovered the entrepreneurial spirit on which they were founded.
Onward, it's not just a random title dreamt up by your publisher to try and get you to number one. It's a word that has huge significance and history. Tell us about the word.
Well, I said that I've written hundreds of memos over the last 30 years, and somehow in the earliest memos that I began to write, I signed the letters Onward, comma, Howard. And I can't remember exactly what prompted that word in the mid-80s, but it certainly became a signature component to the memos I've written. And it was a fitting, I think, way in which to tell the story. It's also a word about progress and looking forward. And I think what I've tried to frame in the book is the following, is that any company, small or large, consumer or otherwise, that is going to embrace the status quo as an operating principle, I think is just going to be dead. And the book really is about transforming the company during the worst financial crisis, but also admitting self-induced mistakes. But it's also an understanding of the importance of the company recapturing its entrepreneurial DNA. And specifically what I would say is this, is that we're living at a time where there's such significant changes to consumer behavior. And as a result of that, the need for constant innovation and pushing forward has never been greater than it is today. And every company, I think, must have the ability and the discipline to really be curious and look around the corners to see things and anticipate things that other people don't see. But that's not enough. You must then have the courage to go after those things. Not bet the company on them, but execute the kind of courage that says we are going to take a big swing.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 622. Love to hear from you. You can send me your comments, questions, ideas. Maybe you want to be a guest on an upcoming edition of the program. Come this fall, let me know. Shoot me an email. support@tjmarino.com. If we're not hooked up on social media yet, let's do so. We've made redirects conveniently for you. tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. tjmarino.com/Twitter. And on the hub, one of our funnest hubs, which I absolutely love, Pinterest, is simply tjmarino.com/Pinterest. Just that simple. All right. On G+, it's simply tjmarino.com/g and the plus sign. Let's get connected. All right. Let's talk about what happens if we get stuck in a rut, because it happens a lot. Sometimes we just burn out. How do we get around it? What are some of the signs? Well, first of all, do you feel sometimes you get this lack of motivation? You feel like a little lacklustre? You just feel like checking out, digging a hole and covering yourself up? Well, this is one of the biggest problems relative to these potholes, and it's self-imposed, it's self-inflicted. You know, granted, life happens, and most of it is how we respond to it. If you can't change the way things are, then you got to change the way you look at it, right? Well, lack of motivation, for better or worse, the entrepreneurial life is romanticized and it's glamorized to an incredible degree, drawing a lot of excited minds who are eager to make their mark. While it's definitely a riveting path, people tend to glaze over the sheer amount of work required. 9 to 5 ain't going to cut it. In fact, that's practically a vacation for them. From 9 to 5. When I'm telling you, you know that if you've been in the every day within the grind. So a lot of people lose motivation upon realizing how much work it takes, which unfortunately causes them to check out. One of the ways to get around this is perhaps to reinvent yourself, re-engineer the way you think, re-energize. For all the exciting reasons that you decided to embark upon this journey, remember what got you motivated in the first place. Stay focused on that reason, or reasons will help to create new motivation in your business and even in your personal life. Poor daily habits, this is another killer. Every entrepreneur will attest to how important it is that they follow a certain ritual daily to get the right framework of mind. Some will jog, exercise, yoga, read books, personal develop themselves, write, whatever it might be. These routines set the tone for the day, your day. Now, ignoring this step in the entrepreneurial process is common, which is a shame, as it's one of the most important things a person can do on a daily basis. So poor daily habits set a standard that simply isn't conducive to greatness, and it can cause entrepreneurs to become uninspired. So ask yourself, what's the one habit that I have that's not contributing positively to my success? You got to dig deep and you got to be honest. Fear of the unknown, that's a major pothole. Be honest, as an entrepreneur moving forward is frightening. In fact, it can be downright terrifying. And there's no shame in that, in this particular fear. But allowing it to take over does nothing but put you in a big hole. Instead, you might want to take a deep breath and remember to tell yourself, you can do this. Others have. You can too. People are afraid of the unknown. Don't be ashamed. So why not remove the mystery and make it known? As your life is near the end, the last thing you want is to wonder what could have happened if I would have attained my dreams. It's the worst thing that could happen. Compliance of the status quo. This is a big one. We heard Howard Schultz talking about that today on the program. Philip Kotler talked about it. I talk about it all the time. Just getting vanilla, you know, going out there. Many people are happy with where they are. And there's obviously nothing wrong with that. I mean, job security and financial safety are incredibly important. And in an ever-changing world, consistency is comfortable. However, people move forward when they're willing to take those risks, calculated risks as they may be, and taking chances naturally means that someone isn't happy with the status quo. So entrepreneurs, we want more, right? We never settle. So we got to continue to strive to reach new heights, blaze those new trails, and go for our dreams. Now, maintaining the status quo is not negative, but remember, it doesn't allow for improvement, that innovation, that advancement, which keeps most people stuck. And finally, being the isolationist. And a lot of people online working out of their basements, fabulous. It's great that you're out. That's where I started. But you can also become an isolationist, and that can be a real significant problem for you, and particularly tank your head. Participating in weekly mastermind groups. Get out and join the local chamber of commerce. Whatever you can do, get out into the community. Take a look at different organizations. The Elks Club, the church, right? The Rotary Club. Look for those civic organizations. Go out and be a part of a soup kitchen. Donate to the community. There are many things that you can do. All right. So there's some ideas here to help you get past these pitfalls, these potholes every day, and negative stinking thinking. See you next week. God bless you. We'll be back again next Monday, God willing. And next week on the 24th, we'll talk about communication strategy and how to produce astonishing every single time. Is it possible? Well, we'll see. Make it a great week. God bless you. I love you. Thanks for being my friend. And please go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.